4JKB, radio check.
Requesting a signal check. Say again, KO4LEO.
KO4LEO, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, Duncan in Nashville. Just wanting to see how my signal is coming over.
Duncan, you're doing pretty good. I'm down in Traveler's Rest, right here at the base of Paris Mountain. I'd say you're probably 3.5 to 4 out of 5.
It's not too bad, considering what I'm working with. I got a 10-watt TYT HT and elk directional antenna, and I got it pointed directly towards it. So, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, get as much as I can out of a small rig. Just so you know, your signal is just loud and clear, just booming, sounds great.
A Yaesu rig at 10 watts, but I think I'm about 20 miles from the repeater at Traveler's Rest, I think. Maybe a little less than that, best I can tell. Just running a mag mount antenna on top of a metal ground plane in my house.
Like I said earlier, you are coming through excellent, crystal clear like a chandelier. I was just trying to see how my antenna does before I pull it in for the night, because I don't know if you're familiar with the elk antenna. It's a long periodic antenna, just a small directional, kind of looks like a Yagi, but I haven't weatherproofed it, and we're getting ready to get some rain, so I just wanted to give a test out and before I brought it in for the night. So thanks for getting back to me.
Like everybody else has gone to bed here, so have a great evening, and it's doing a pretty good job. KO4LAO.
Good, and you have a good evening, and I guess we're going to get some bad weather here soon. That's what some people say. So I'll be checking out. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, and I'll be clear.
Just got the radio check. I missed your call. This is K4OIM, Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. I'm located in Inman, about 45 miles from the repeater, and you're coming in really good here.
That's great, K4OIM. This is KO4JKB. I have a really small rig. I got a 10-watt TYT HT, and I'm going through an elk antenna. And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but it's just a... It looks like a Yagi, but Yagis just have the one electrified powered element, but the long periodic antennas, electricity flows through everything. It seems to be doing good. Been getting good reports.
I am now for 33 years. The first 28 of it, or 29, I was a novice. I just kept upgrading, and finally I had a stroke, fell out the door and broke my neck. My daughter asked me, "Daddy, why don't you go in and upgrade?" Because she got tired of Morse code. And I got my technician and then went back the next month and got my general. But my first 2-meter rig was this one I'm talking on. I bought it off of QRZ.com. I don't know if you know about it, but that's a website where they buy and sell used equipment. I gave $30 for this radio. On low, it puts out 10 watts and 25 on high. And I used that thing for, I don't know, about 6 months. All I had, I bought a car that had a mag mount telephone antenna on it. I took it off and took the antenna out and cut me a coat hanger 8 18 inches long. It stuck down in there and sitting on top of my shack out here on the metal roof. And I got S9 reports everywhere on that thing. You'd be surprised at what you can do with so little money in ham radio.
Yeah, I'm learning that every day, and whatever you're doing it right, because you are coming through even bigger and louder than the last guy. Your signal is really powerful. So yeah, I know, and I'm just learning. I just got my ticket in October, so I'm just happy to be here. And I've got my general book. I studied a little bit tonight. I was going to take my test at Marion this Saturday, but I think I'm going to postpone it to March because the general's a little more involved than the technician, and I don't want to fail.
General over in Greenville, it was easier than passing the technician. Most of the questions were the same ones that were on the technician class, just worded differently. K4IM for ID.
A lot of people saying that. They're just saying you should have just taken the general right after your technician. But once I've bought the general handbook and read it, I just kind of, just set me straight. It's like maybe I'm not as brilliant as I thought I was, and so I've I'm studying. I'll get it, but I'm gonna give one more month of studying. KO4JKB.
The math questions were the one that scared me, and there wasn't but one question on there that had anything to do with math and the formula as far as, and it was figuring out the length of an antenna, how to figure it out for what frequency you were going to be talking on. And as far as me right now, my antenna, I got it's called a Fire Stick. I got it off of Amazon. It's a 5/8 wavelength ground plane. And it's only about 12 feet above the ground here. I think I paid $32 for it.
Yeah, pretty much everything I'm talking through is I got good deals on. And, it's amazing how you can talk to somebody like you and I are probably like 100 miles, 120 miles away. We're talking through stuff that's very affordable. And a lot of the stuff you can make, with your own two hands, wire cutters and a soldering iron. And, you're right about the math part of the ham test. That did really set me down and said, whew, I got to figure this out. But, I'm going to do that. The big thing is, let me think about this. Let me let it drop for a second. Lot of equations in there that just I went through algebra. I couldn't get through calculus. I couldn't do that, and so I started seeing these formulas, and I was just I had to stand back. But one thing that I have to, two things I have to know is the converting to metric, the metric system, being able to convert all that stuff, and also the what am I thinking about? Oh, yeah. If so, you say 80 meters. You need to know the frequency range. What is 80 meters? 20 meters. You got to know that frequency range. If you just get those wired in my head, that's going to, I think that'll help me pass.
Kenwood FT450 HF rig. Well, it's HF plus 6 meters. But I've got it set. You can go in there and program this thing where you're going to transmit, and you go above the frequency you allow to transmit on, that thing shuts down. Because I don't even know those. I know where I can talk to on 80, 40, and 20, but when it gets up to 15 and 10, I can't remember, because back when a technician, you can use voice from 28.3 to 28.5 megacycles. But as a general, I can go way on up there to 29 point something. But this transceiver, it won't let me go out of my band. It'll shut down.
Kind of radios are like that. If they're like FCC compliant, you know, they're programmed to not, you know, go over the limit. But, yeah, I'm just wondering what type of radio you're working with, because if I get my general, I'm kind of shopping around. I got some ideas on some things I want to get, you know, on a low budget range, but just curious to know what kind of radio you're working with right now.
On an old Kenwood, this thing was made back in the 1980s. Let me look down here. It's a TR-9130. It's an all mode. It's AM, FM, single sideband. But around here, there's nobody that gets on single sideband. And they start to get into it. There's a few nets on calling frequencies, 144.200, and I think I gave $40 for this one, and I've got another Yaesu over here that I had in my truck. This radio conked out on me 2 weeks. By the way, I'm the net controller on the 2-meter net on Tuesday night here. The net starts every night at 9 o'clock. You're welcome to check in. We'd appreciate it. We usually have a different net controller each night. And Wednesday night, KI4DOS calls the net, Gary down in Easley. And he, after all the check-ins, he has a swap net where people are listing equipment for sale or something they're looking for. You need to check into it.
Yeah, I've checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net many times. I'd say since I got my ticket, probably checked in probably 15 times. And I did it last night. I didn't do it tonight. But, yeah, it's a big net. There's a lot of people there. I also listen every day to the Mount Mitchell repeater, those guys. And but from where I live, I can't get into that repeater because there's just too many mountains in the way. But yeah, I'll check in Tuesday. And when you're hosting the net, that's pretty cool. KO4JKB.
J4OIM. Yeah, Tuesday night was my first night to call the net. We had one lady, Karen, up here in Columbus, North Carolina. She was calling it on Tuesday night. And then her radio died. And then we got John up here in Edmond, right down the road from me. He's moving up to Greensboro, North Carolina, and he don't know if he can, he usually calls the net on Friday night. He don't know if he's going to be able to do that. So Dave, W4DJW, the net manager, he's looking for people to step up and volunteer. And I figured I've been in radio this long, and I'm talking on their repeater. I'll give it a try. So Tuesday night was my first night. Come back with your name again. I forgot it.
Cool. Name here is Duncan, like Dunkin' Donuts. And yeah, I did hear that they made an announcement saying that they're looking for NEC controllers, and I heard that several times. And I even thought about myself. It's like, wouldn't it be funny a brand new technician being a NEC controller? But I see the position's filled, so that's good. And yeah, I love that net. I love checking into it. Love listening to it. So yep, KO4 JKB.
I have trouble getting on the radio talking on the mic. I love CW because back when I got my novice ticket, you had to know 5 words a minute. And like I said, I was a novice for 28 years, almost 29 years. I swore once I got my ticket at 5 words a minute, I'd never use CW again. But, after I got my ticket, couldn't talk nowhere but from 28.1 to 28.3, I mean 28.3 to 28.5, I learned to do a lot of CW. And it don't, man, you can do on 10 watts what it takes 100 watts on single side man to do. I talked all over the world on CW. But this FT450 I bought, I'm used to knobs. This thing's got all, oh man, I think it's got 160 menus in it. When I bought it, I hooked my paddle up to it, and it would transmit CW. And then it had the cat cables and the signal link sound card. I went to hooking all that stuff up and wired it into my computer, and it went to transmitting on its own at about 40 words a minute in CW. And I couldn't figure out how to cut it off. So I just shut the radio down, unplugged everything, and now it won't transmit CW. I've got to figure out what I've done wrong and go back in there and undo it. But I still love talking. I've joined a couple of nets on HF. Wait till you get your general and get the frequencies opened up to you. You're going to love it.
Looking forward to it, and I've really been looking into CW too. I've looked on some YouTube videos on the best ways how to learn, because it's not only like another language. It's like another way of thinking. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. And I consider myself a smart guy, but yeah. Learning that code, it takes a certain type of mindset, but I want to do it. I want to be able to do that, because I think that is a really good way to communicate, especially very, very long distances on very low signal. So that's on my bucket list for sure. So you did CW. What's the longest contact you've ever made? Just curious.
But that ain't but 250 miles. But I've talked all around the world. The fun thing about CW, down on 40 meters, you can work a lot of cargo ships and all. Down off the coast of South America and over in the English Channel. And when you have you got a QSL card yet? I got a wall full of them from all over the world. I mean, it is great. You meet so many friends on ham radio.
Now, since, like I said, just got my ticket in October, I got 4 QSL cards, and I do have them posted on the wall. So that's cool. KO4 JKB.
Remember are you checking in now? Like I said, Tuesday night was my first night. My daughter went and bought me some new legal pads and four new pens. And she came down here the other week. I've got a 32-foot camper in her backyard. I don't live in it. Well, I guess I do. The only thing I do is go back up the house, go to bed, my bedroom. But she came down and she looked at legal pad where I've been shadowing everybody for about 2 weeks, you know. I was writing down the call signs, their names, and where they at. And she said, Daddy, look at that. I said, what? And she looked up there at my logbook and said, look at that beautiful handwriting there. Now look at that legal pad. What in the world is that? I said, that shorthand. You got to learn. It puts you totally out, like Dave said. It puts you out of your comfort zone to make you learn something. I mean, I'll write a call sign down and then try to get their name. But the thing that messed me up was getting their QTH. So you learn to abbreviate that GN for Greenville, GR for Greer, or SIMP for Simpsonville, ASH for Asheville. And sometimes this one guy checks in down at Wire Place. I just write WP down, and it's something else. It's really fun, though.
I've checked into several nets, and it's a lot. It's like air traffic control for ham radio. And you got a lot of people coming in back to back, and some signals are great, some aren't so great. And then you got to, you know, listen and, you know, be able to, I guess you have to operate some sort of software to kind of log these logins in. So you have to, yeah, you have to be on your toes.
Use the login software, but I'll be 73 year old the 19th of this month. And 2 years ago, I was down here in the shack. I bought this 32-foot camper to go camping in. But I put my shack in there in the living room, and I was monitoring the hurricane net, 7.259 on 40 meters. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, my back door flew open. And I got up, went back there, closed the door, and I had a stroke and fell out the yard and broke my neck. And after that, I'm a high risk of falling. So I came down here in my camper, and I took the two beds up, got me a desk back here, and got me another desk on the other side as a workbench where I try to repair the old tube-type radios. But that's what encouraged me to go ahead and get my technician license and then my general. And I stay down here. I'm usually down about 8 o'clock in the morning. I turn this 2-meter rig on and just monitor it. And then I'm on HF till the Price is Right comes on. Then I watch the news, and then I'm back on HF and talking back and forth on 2 meters.
Sounds good. It sounds like you got a good flow chart to get to how your day goes. And the fact that you're doing a net on once a week, that's good. And I'm kind of the same way. I have a lot of different friends on different areas, and I have an antenna that is not an omnidirectional. I have to actually go outside and manually turn the antenna towards that direction. You know, I first started out with a compass and a map so I can get a good bearing, because it's a very precise antenna. And so I got people in Haywood County. I got a good friend, Marty, that's over in Fairwalla Mountain Repeater. And then this repeater is the furthest away, I think, that I get into. And I seem to be getting into this one better than the other two. And this is the furthest away. But yeah, it's fun. And I kind of got into my routine, too. I'll check repeater A, repeater B, and then I'll check this one. And then I'll watch a video and I'll check it again. So yeah, it's fun. I just turned 50 this month. Last month. Well, January. And I just found this hobby and I'm really glad that I did. So, yep. And I'm glad I got to talk to you. And I'm glad you're posting the net. KO4JKB.
I've got one heck of a signal coming into this repeater. And I wish you the best there. I'm going to sign off and go take my pill that I have to take to keep migraines off and go to sleep.
Excuse me, that sounds really good. It was a really a good pleasure talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. And so I'll sign off here, and I'll sign off on your final. And again, this is Duncan in Asheville. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor.
Your voice. I would have thought you were in your 20s. I swear I would have thought you were in your 20s. But yeah, we'll talk again. Like I say, the radio is on. From the time I get down here in the morning till about right now. So 7-3's Duncan. K4OIM. I'll be clear.
Just wanted to say one more thing. Yeah, a lot of people say I look a lot younger than 52, so I take that as a compliment. But good talking to you, and I'll talk to you soon. And this is KO4JKB, and I'm clear.
JKV, KO4LAO.
KO4LAO, this is KO4JKV.
Hey, Duncan, real quick, I heard you say you were thinking about going to test and putting off your general. I would encourage you to take both. I'm a newer ham than you are. I took my tech and my general together last month, and if you've been studying, I'd give it a try. It's not going to be that much different, and I think if you've mastered most of the comments, you know that the math part of that is really not that bad.
I'm thinking that same thing too. I passed my technician back in October, and then I had a new guy that he bought radios. He wants to get a technician's license. And there's a testing session this Saturday in Marion, their amateur radio club, downtown Marion. And we were going to do that, and he backed out. And I was cramming, studying, so I could take my general. He backed out. I was like, okay, well, it takes the pressure off me. I know there's one in Asheville the first week of March, but I still might take it this weekend. I don't know. I think I could pass it.
Go take it, and remember, you can miss 9 questions and still pass the test.
And I'm kind of at that point where I think I could do it, and half of me says, just do it. I mean, what's the worst going to happen? You get to get out of the house, take a drive, and see, you know, great scenery, and go, and if you fail, you fail. You go back and get to see great scenery and drive home, and, you know, it's a win-win, I guess. But I don't know. I think I'd probably pass it.
I think it's worth going to do it and take it. And if you knock it out, then you got a long time before you need to. Well, it depends on when you want to upgrade again. But I think I'd give it a shot.
That's definitely on the front burner these days. And thanks for pushing me towards it, because I've heard that all the time. You got to do it, and I do. You know, I'm kind of obsessed with ham radio, watching videos and listening to all kinds of conversations, and, you know, it just makes you want to jump into the fire and get with it. And I've already been looking at HF rigs, and so, yeah, I'm not testing because I'm scared. It's just, I just want to pass, and so, yeah, KO4 JKB.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained, so wish you the best of luck, and I know you were going to secure off about a half hour ago, but I'll let you go for the evening and enjoy talking to you, Duncan, Jim, and Traveler's Rest. KO4 LAO secure.
You just may have pushed me over the edge while I'll test this Saturday, but I'll let you know. Thanks a lot, KO4 LAO. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, and I'm clear.
Still listening, Kim? KLAO, Kim, are you still listening?